Senator Curry has been on trial the last few weeks. I hear, at least from the courthouse, that trial is going to continue next week, so he's not going to be in Annapolis. First, are you hearing anything different from him? Secondly, your thoughts on I know you've been following it, your thoughts on what's been going on.
Well, there's no question that huge mistakes were made. There's no question that Senator Curry should have filed a disclosure. I mean, there's no question about that. I've known him for 30 years. He walked behind a plow in North Carolina, behind a mule. He put himself through college, African American College, North Carolina A&T. Went to the United States Army, served as a non-commissioned officer in the United States Army. Became a school teacher in Prince George County, worked his way up through principal, elected to the House of Delegates, elected to the Senate. Never has done a criminal thing in his life. Paid income taxes on this money. And the problem is it wasn't disclosed on a form. It wasn't disclosed on an ethics form. It was a huge mistake, but did it amount to a person knowingly, intentionally violating the criminal laws of the state? I don't believe so, and I hope the jury believes that he's innocent of a crime. Now, is that a violation of the ethics law? Yes. And if whether he's found innocent or found guilty or what have you, the General Assembly will deal with the issue in terms of a violation of the ethics law. Again, we were told not to deal with it beforehand because it might impede or affect or things would be said and done prior to his trial. So, again, he's an honest man. His wife is a preacher. He's church-going. He's just a very decent, hard-working man. He's 74 years old. Is he forgetful? Yes. Did he make mistakes? Yes. Did he commit a crime? No.
I know at the start of the jury selection, they read potential jurors a list of potential witnesses mm-hmm. of who will be mentioned in the trial, who might testify. Your name was on that list. Have you been asked to testify for either side?
No, for the reason, I guess, that what I just said. He should have disclosed it. There's no question about it. Did he intentionally not disclose it? I don't believe so. I have not been asked by either the state or the government or Senator Curry to testify. I know all the people involved, and I feel it's just so bad that this occurred. But I think that, the government's case is getting ready to come to a close. Is it a strong case? No. I think that the we'll have to wait and see what the defense puts on, but I think they're going to say exactly what I said. Senator Curry is forgetful at times. He is, unlike myself, I hire the very best and brightest people mm-hmm. to work for me here. Joe Bryce, number one in his class at Georgetown Law School. Vicki Gruber, who now is my chief of state, was number one in her class at University of Baltimore Law School. And they keep me from making mistakes. They say, Senator, did you fill out this form? Did you do this? Senator Curry goes back to the neighborhood, and he hires Bill from down the street. You were my staff person. Well, Bill doesn't know anything about forms or what he's supposed to fill out in terms of ethics laws and things of that nature. And I just think it was overlooked, and I hope people understand that. The public has, in these difficult times, don't have the best of views of their elected officials. But I would just ask these young prosecutors and others to look at Senator Curry's lifetime of accomplishments, and what this is all about is not filling out a form. He's paid taxes on the money. He's disclosed it, and it was a huge mistake. But a mistake of this nature should not require incarceration.